Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chompers, your morning and night toothbrushing show. It's your questions week. We've got more answers from our friend Jasmine to your questions. But first, start brushing on the top of your mouth. Pick a side and brush in little circles around each tooth. Three, two, one, brush. Jasmine, take it away.
Thanks. Today, our question is from Martin. Oh, there's my friend Eric. I bet he can help me answer this question. Hi, Eric. I actually have a question for you.
Hey, how's it going? I want to help, but can you back up just a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Great. Thank you. It's okay. I need a little bit more personal space.
Oh, well, that's actually what I want to talk to you about. We have a question from Martin, and it is...
Could you help me understand my personal space?
Well, I definitely can.
Switch to the other side of the top of your mouth, and don't brush too hard.
So personal space is the space around you that you need to feel comfortable. It's kind of like a bubble, like an imaginary bubble that fits all the way around you. And sometimes when people step inside that bubble, it might feel a bit uncomfortable.
Oh, so when I came up to you just now, I was inside your bubble?
Yes. So the first thing you should know is that we have different bubbles. And these bubbles are messages that your brain sends to you. So your first bubble might be about an arm's length away. And in that bubble, you might feel most comfortable with just friends or family.
Switch to the bottom of your mouth and keep brushing.
Your second bubble is a little bit bigger. It goes from about one grown-up arm to about two grown-up arms away from you. And friends or people you know might be able to be inside that bubble, but not strangers.
Okay, but then what happens if a stranger comes to your bubble?
Well, if anyone steps inside of one of your bubbles and they're not supposed to, you might feel a little uncomfortable. You might feel icky. You might even get the heebie-jeebies.
Ooh.
And that's your brain telling you that you need more space to feel safe. So if someone gets in your bubble and you feel uncomfortable, you can tell them, say, hey, you're a little bit too close.
Switch to the other side of the bottom of your mouth and give your tongue a brush too. Okay, and what if you feel like your brain never tells you about these space bubbles?
Well, know that you're not alone. See, your brain usually creates these bubbles when you're about 3 or 4 years old. But some people's brains take longer to create the bubbles. And some people's brains don't do it at all. And that's okay. So here are some tips to help you think about the bubbles. If you see someone backing away from you, that might be because they aren't ready to let you inside their bubble. And you can back up too, as a way to say, I see you, I understand. I was in your bubble and I didn't mean to be.
Right, and you don't want to be in somebody's bubble if they don't want you there.
That's right.
All right, Chompians, you did a great job brushing. Come back tomorrow for more answers. Until then,
three, two, one,
spit. Special thanks to Eric Eddings. He's the co-host of The Nod, a Gimlet show for grown-ups about Black life.
Chompers is a production of Gimlet Media.